Okay, Perek, new Perek this morning, Perek Bet, Daf Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. Ha'ish Makadesh Bo, Ha'ish Makadesh, Ha'ish Makadesh, so a person, a man can do Makadesh, Bo, Ubishlucho. He does the Kiddushin and he can do it through a Shaliach. Ha'isha Mitkadeshet, and a woman can become married, Ba, with herself, or Bishlucha, or with her Shaliach. Okay, the Gemara will ask afterwards, why do we know all these Ba and Bishlucha? Okay, we'll see in a second. Then the last halacha of the Mishnah here is, Ha'ish Mekadesh et Bito, father, on the bookshelf, David. Ha'ish Mekadesh et Bito, Keshehi Na'ara, when she's a Na'ar, as opposed to when she's a Katana, right? Bo u'bishlucho. Let's look at Rashi for once, very quickly, Rashi, Keshehi Na'ara. Okay, but Kosher Cain says the Rashi, she katana. Right, and how much more so if she's a katana? Remember, Nara is from the age of 12 to 12 and 6 months. Remember that? That's it, 6 month period. Right? And im kibel kiddushin mekudeshet. If he did the kiddushin, she's mekudeshet. Vahai denakad Nara. Why did the Mishnah Dafka choose Nara and not choose katana? Orech ara ashmeinan. It's the way of the world. Because as a lechatchile, a father shouldn't marry a girl off as a katana, because she needs to have a little bit of da'at, has to consent. And if he did it, she's done. But anyway, we'll see that in the Gemara just now. Okay, so the Gemara is like this: Hashta b'shlucho makadesh bo mibayi. Since we already said the shaliach, right? It's a sort of a kalvakomer. If he can do the kiddushin al shaliach, then surely he can do it himself. Why didn't you learn bo of b'shlucho? Just say b'shlucho, we would understand bo, right? So Rav Yosef, so interesting here. Rav Yosef says, now, why do we need this? Rav Yosef says, mitzvah bo, yoter mi b'shlucho. Even though he can't do it with the mitzvah, with the shaliach, ideally he should do it by himself. It's a bigger mitzvah to do it by himself. Right, mitzvah bo b'shlucho, right? Now there, it's for the segulim, yechidim segulim. Yeah, it's called davar, right? Mitzvah bo, yoter mi b'shlucho. Right, look at Rashi. The chiasik gufo b'mitzvot mekabel schartve. He gets more sachar if he personally does mitzvah. I think it's a message for any mitzvah. If you can do mitzvah yourself, do it yourself, rather than doing it in a shaliach. A shaliach is like a b'dieve. When you can't do it yourself, you appoint a shaliach. But if you can do it yourself, always adif to do mitzvah yourself. Right. Kihad Rav Safra. And how do we know from Rav Safra? Rav Safra, machrich reisha. Right, look at what Tosfot reads. But machrich reisha, hu batzmo lichvot Shabbat, haya mehavhev Rosh HaBehema Bo'or. So when how would he take the hairs off the animal? He himself would go and burn the hairs off the animal when it would be in Shecht. He wouldn't leave it for somebody else to Shecht. That was Lichvot Shabbat. He would be involved in the process from the time of taking the hairs off the animal. It was not just allowing the butcher to do it. He would do it himself. And Rava, Malach Shibuta. And yeah, as well, Rava Shibuta, the dag, right? He would salt the fish. Rabbi himself wouldn't let somebody else do it. He would get involved in the salting. So we see that the Amoraim were keen to be involved in the mitzvahs for Lichvot Shabbos. So much more so, all other things. And that's the one explanation of Rabbi Yosef. Ikedamri, Yesh Omrin, there's another reason why.
And that's the best examples he can give.
And not only is it the idea of the marrying with yourself a bigger mitzvah, to the shaliach, but there's also an opinion that there's even an isur in using a shaliach. Why is an isur using a shaliach? Isur nami itba, could Rav Yehuda amarav? Whatever he said, Am Rav Yehuda amarav, right? Remember, it's interesting that Shmuel was Rav Yehuda's Rav. We see Shmuel, Am Rav Yehuda amar Shmuel. But yeah, Rav Yehuda is now Am Rav Yehuda amar Rav.
When you looked at Shmuel, I looked it up. He started as a student of Rav.
And then he went to Shmuel. Yes.
Just answer Rav's question. I think these are degrading acts. Yeah. So if great Rabbanim could do degrading acts when they could have got a Shliach, Kal Vachomer you learn from everything else.
Good answer. Okay, very good.
Degrading act?
Well, to salt fish, nice. And to burn hair of a cow.
Okay,
you get anyone to do that.
Asula Adam, Shiakadish Isha. Look at this. This is Rav says, right? Asula Adam, Shiakadish Isha, Adchi Yiraena. You can't marry her until you've seen her. You've got to at least see her. Why? Shema Yirae ba Davar Mugune Vetit Ganealaf. Because you might find you marry her and end up seeing something that's despicable for you, and you end up being more horrified by her, right? Verachmana Amar, the Torah says what? Vahaftarecha Kamocha. And therefore, you being over, there's a divdei verotan michshol. If you're going to cause a person to be over on behalf of the Chakamocha, it's an issur. Therefore, you've got to at least see the woman before you marry her. So therefore, you can't send the guy to Kiddush and Shaliach. Because you've got a person like yourself. If you're going to end up hating a person, then you're over on behalf of the Chakamocha. And why are you going to hate the person? You say, nah, I'm stuck. I'm married to this woman. I can't stand what she looks like. And you're going to, every day you're going to wake up and there's going to be over and over half the Lecha Kamocha. Okay?
As lo yaskat, she
said. As lo yaskat, nachon. Lecha Kamocha.
No, there's no mitzvah to love your wife. It's just a general mitzvah to have the Lecha Kamocha.
There's a mitzvah that we don't want you to hate her.
Right. You don't have to love her.
Okay, I think I pass
this then. Right, like you said, during the rest of Pesach, there's a mitzvah just not to eat chometz, not to eat matzah, right? Okay. V'chi itmar. Okay, so now, come, let's focus, come. We're already late and we've got a long day ahead of us. Okay. V'chi itmar to Rav Yosef. Now, the Gemara said like this. Rav Yosef spoke about over here that it's a mitzvah to do things yourself with a shaliach. Mm-hmm. And then we had Iked Amri, that's also an issur. Right?
Remember there were,
right. But there were two parts of the Mishnah. The Mishnah spoke about bo ubeshtucho and ba ubeshtucha, right? He can do it on a shliach and her on a shliach, or him and her on a shliach, right? So now it's like a v'chi itmadra of Yosef, v'chi itmadra of Yosef. Look at Rashi quickly. The amar mitzvah hu de'ika v'lav isura. Because Rav Yosef only spoke about the mitzvah. Rav Yosef never spoke about the isur, right? So Rashi telling us a seif itmar. Rav Yosef spoke specifically when where isn't there an isur? It's only a mitzvah on the seifa. What's the seifa? The seifa is ha'isha mitkadeshet ba'al bishlucha. On that, there's no isur. There's just a mitzvah, right? On the male side, on the man doing it, it's a mitzvah, and there might be an isur even in doing it because we just said now that the man is a mitzvah to see her before he marries her, so he won't can't be over on. On Vafterecha Kamocha. Exactly. Look here. Hashta Vishlucha Mekadsheba Mibai. So the same question we can ask. Since we said, He Aisha Mekadeshet Ba Vishlucha, right, that she gets married with Shlucha, Hashta Mishlucha Mekadsheba Mibai, do we have to say anything about her? Why couldn't we just also on the safe have learned that once the Shaliach can do it, she can do it without a Shaliach? Right, so yeah, we asked that question on that, right? Ba'amibai, Amar Rav Yosef, on that Rav Yosef said, mitzvah ba yotemi b'shlucha. Why? Ki had Rav Safra. Machrich reish Rabbi Melech Shemut. Like we just saw that Rav Safra would sear the hairs and Rabbi would salt the animals. Aval baha. But on this one, on the woman using the shlicha, right? Right? Even though she never saw him, Rashi says, like Isur, there's still no Isur. Why? Isur late by why? Kedereish Lakish. Steve, we spoke about this, right? The Amareish Lakish. Tav lemitav tandu mi lemitav armalu. Right? We have a cloud with the woman. We had this in Gittin as well.
But I don't understand.
Let me just translate what that means, right? So Tav, the Gemara says why? Because we say via Kedereish Lakish, that there's a rule. Tav, it's better. Lemitav. To be letandu, to sit together, be lemate, I would sit in isolation. A woman prefers to be married. Klal. Women don't like to be alone, and therefore they're less picky. A man is choosing his wife, he's picky. He needs to see her first.
What's the distinction here? They both say bo or ba and the shlichu.
Right, you're just saying, contrary of Yosef, with bo, it's a mitzvah that he should do it on his own. And there might even be an isur in doing it with a shaliach. Where with ba, it's still a mitzvah for her to do the kiddushin on her own. But if she doesn't do it on a shaliach, she just lost the mitzvah. There isn't an isur.
Why?
He just explained. So now, because the woman won't have a problem after Lecha Kamocha. Because the woman will be satisfied whoever her husband is.
Not necessarily. No, seriously.
That's the klal of Reish Lakish.
No, but after Lecha Kamocha is in the Torah. It's not a klal.
But Reish Lakish is telling you that a woman is less picky about her husband. She won't.
He's basically saying the Havdalah Chakamocha does not apply to women.
It applies, but she hasn't got a problem with it because she will like you whoever you are.
I think
that's what he's saying.
Well, hold on a second. He's talking about a woman using a shliach.
Right.
Right? Which means that the guy wouldn't see her anyway. She'd just see the shliach.
So for him, there's an issue. For her, there's no issue.
No, even for her, there's an issue.
There's no. Just saying to you a second ago, the woman, there isn't an issue.
She doesn't care who she marries.
I know. But who will the husband see? He won't see her. He'll see
her. So that's the problem with the woman or the husband.
But this is her problem.
No, look, two people
because
can do.
Because the husband won't see her. No. Wouldn't see her. But, he'd see her shlia. And it'd be the same problem.
I understand the question. Let me give you the answer. The man and the woman both send shlichim.
Yeah.
According to Rav Yosef, there might be an issur on the man doing it. There isn't an issur on the woman doing it. Simple. Then neither of them did the mitzvah min amuchar, because both of them we're saying that there should be, you should do it yourself, because you get better schar doing it yourself. The man, there might be an issur on him doing it, and the woman, there's no issur on him doing it, and they both did the same act.
Fine, I understand that. So what? But you get to the same effect, you get to the same situation at the end of the day.
You don't.
If she sends a shliach, right, then even though it's her action, the husband still wouldn't have seen her.
It's agreed. So right. For the husband there might be an issur, but for her there's no issur.
There should be an issur.
But we just explained to you that you can have a situation.
But David's saying there's no difference between him saying a shaliach and her saying a
shaliach. Agreed, but that's Lakish's whole klal.
That's his view.
No, but for him, for the man.
So the man was over on Isur.
Bottom
line is the man shouldn't be able to marry the woman if he hasn't seen her.
Well, not that she.
Whether or not he's a shaliach or she's a shaliach.
It's not a question of not shouldn't be able to. The Mishnah says you can. So the question of the Mishnah is that you can do it. But our question is, if the Mishnah says you can do it, why did the Mishnah say bo v'shlucho? Should have just said v'shlucho, would have been good enough. It would have learned bo as an outcome of v'shlucho. So Rabbi Yosef comes along and says, why did the Mishnah learn bo and v'shlucho? With both of them, bo v'shlucho, the kiddushin is kiddushin. And if you did it with a shaliach and you weren't happy with your wife, you have to get a get. You couldn't say mekach ta'u to walk away and say there wasn't a kiddushin. It was a proper kiddushin. However, in both cases, there's two levels. In both cases, there are two things taking place here. The one, the kiddushin, was a kiddushin. With a man, it might be an issur. Why? Because he should have seen her. With the woman, the kiddushin is kiddushin. It's not the greatest mitzvah in Amuvchar, but there wasn't an issur. And why wasn't an issur? Because Rashi Lakish says, from a woman's point of view, she's less picky. Just marry me. Just marry me and she's happy.
אולי אני הייתי מוסיף עוד משהו. לגבי מן וההבדל בין בעל ואישה. לגבי האיש, אם הוא לא מוצא, היא לא מצליחה מן אחר כך, הוא יכול לגרש אותה, בלי בעיה. עושה מתגרת, לא מצליחה מן אחר. ואז יוצא בעצב של גירושין. אצל האישה, אפילו אם הוא לא מצליחה בעיניה...
So that should make it all the more reason it should... It's the opposite of what you're saying. Because she now can't get divorced, you'd imagine that she should have to see him beforehand because she can't get out.
Exactly.
It's the other way around, but
the issur is
that's the no. He say not. There's not.
He's got to see.
He says over here. Wow, I never thought we'd get so stuck in this. But anyhow, okay, look what he does. It's fine. Let's do it properly, right? Because Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. That's why that's one issur. So that's why we're saying that there might be an issur in using a shaliach because of this Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, who says asur, right? So if we say him, but he said, when is it asur for a man to see a woman? Why is it only for a man to see a woman that's asur? That the man, because the man is more picky, and therefore the man will become to have recriminations, and the man will come to have regrets, and the man will come to suffer, and the man will end up hating his wife. Where a woman, Rashi Lakish is saying, by very nature of being the woman, is less picky. As long as she's got someone looking after her and feeding her and clothing her and being her companion, she will love whoever it is. And therefore, why are we concerned with Rav Yehuda Amar Rav? We're concerned about being over on behalf of the Recha Kamocha. In other words, this is just a guard to not be after Erech HaMocha. With a woman, she never gets to that. Okay, right, so that's it. Ha'ish, now, the next line of the Mishnah. Ha'ish mekaresh et bito kashi nara. Okay, so the Gemara says, kashi nara in, kashi kitanelo. Do we understand? That means, Rashi said, if you remember, Rashi said that it's a kosher kei kashi kitana. Right? The other way around, Rashi said in the Mishnah that he can marry her when she's a Naira and Korshika when she's a Katana, right? That was Rashi said. Here the Gemara says, Kashi Naira in, Kashi Katana lo, at all. And that is Messiah del Rav, Amarav Yehuda Amarav, right? V'itayim Rav Elazar. So there's some people say what we're going to learn now was said by Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav, and other people say it was said by Rabbi Elazar, right? Asul Adam, שיקדש את ביתו כשיקטנה. A woman, a man cannot marry his daughter כשיקטנה, עד שתגדל ותומר בפלוני אני רוצה. She has to grow up and say, I want to marry that person. Now look very quickly at Tosfot Asul Adam. I thought we'd have much more time. But let's do it in here.
Which one?
In
the middle.
In the middle of the Amud, there says Asul Adam Shekash Bituk Shiktana. You got it?
Yeah.
Right. But Afa Gav the Amalel, even though we just learned earlier on, the Isura Leika, Mishum the Tav Lemitav Tandu. We just learned a second ago. Right? So why should we worry? A girl's happy to get married. Whoever, a woman are happy to get married, then just marry her. She's going to be grateful that she's married. Hani mili, when do we say that tandu? Hani mili begadola, shehi mitkadeshet al yidei atzma. That's we can say when a girl is already grown up. She's married on her own. We can say she happy to marry anybody because of tandu. But for you as a father, you can't make a decision for your daughter that she'll be happy with anybody. All right? Because there, since she's happy, we aren't worried that she might back out of it. About ktana. Shemitkadeshet alidei avia, but a daughter who's getting married by her father, ikra michash. We do worry ourselves. Shema im hayta gedola, lo hayta mitratzeit. If she was big, this is the guy she wouldn't have agreed to marry. Vachshav she'anu nohagim lekadesh. In look what Tosfot says here. Vachshav she'anu nohagim. He's saying that Tosfot's writing in his time. In his time. All right. His time is about 1200s, not long ago. Right. Vachshav she'anu nohagim lekadesh benoteinu afilu ketanot. Right? Hainu mishum. Why do we, listen to this, this is an amazing historical point. Look what he says. Why do we do it now in our days? Tosfot. Hainu mishum shebechol yom vayom hagalut mitgaber aleinu. Every day that transpires, the galut is getting stronger and stronger on us. V'im yesh sipek b'yad adam achshav latet lebito nedunya shem l'achazban lo yesh sipek b'yado. And therefore people don't know what's going to happen with them tomorrow. And now you can give your daughter a dunya and tell them to marry her because she's going to come with a bit of wealth. Take advantage because you know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Wow.
Amazing toss with that, eh? Unbelievable. Incredible. Okay. Let's carry on. Okay, so, okay. Shlichut minala. Now, remember, interesting, hey? In the Mishnah we had the very first of the Perek Rishon, we said Kesef minala. Remember that? We said, Kesef, where's the money? Show us the money. So now the question the Gemara is talking about here is, we spoke in our Mishnah, Ha'ish makaresh bo u'beshlucho. We're assuming that there's this mitzvah of shlichut. To assume that there's shlichut. Because we said, you or your shaliach. So it means we know somewhere that you can use a shaliach. So Gemara's question is, where do we know you can use a shaliach at all? Right, shlichu minanam. So Gemara says, the Tanya. How do we know the Tanya? Because the pasuk is v'shilach. Okay, now this pasuk that's been quoted over here, okay, the next shilach, it says, Ki yikach ish isha uba'ala. We've seen this pasuk plenty of times, both in Gittin and in Kushin. Ki yikach ish isha uba'ala, and he marries her. Vaya im not imtza chen be'enav, he isn't happy with her. Ki matza ba'er vadava, he finds a problem with her. V'chatav la'asev v'kritut, v'natan be'ala, he gives her a divorce. V'shilcha mi'beitul, he sends her from his house. Right? So the Gemara says, Melamed shehu ose shaliach. It could have said v'girsha. And he divorces her. Why did it say v'shilcha? Telling you v'shilcha, then he gives a shaliach, right? V'shilcha melamed she osa shaliach, right? Now look, because it's v'shilach v'shilcha. There are two psukim. Now the second pasuk isn't written down yet, but I wrote it down. That second pasuk comes from Kaf Dalet Gimel. We saw via Kaf Dalet Aleph, we just read now. Then drawing Kaf Dalet Bet v'yatzah mibeito v'hacha v'ita al ish acher. And then the next pasuk in the Chumash is as follows. Okay. V'sana ha'ish acharon v'chatav la sefer kritut v'natan b'yada v'shilcha mi'beito. The Torah, within two psukim, says v'shilcha twice. Right? V'shilcha mi'beito. So again here, v'shilcha mi'beito. So the Gemara says, v'shalach v'shilcha melamed sha'shaliach ose shaliach. Why is it written twice? Even the shaliach can appoint a shaliach. So now we've got shlichut, but we got the shaliach can appoint. We saw this in Gittin. Remember, we saw that in Gittin, the shaliach points a shaliach, etc. Rav shlicha. So now the Gemara is okay, beautiful. Ashkechein v'gerushin. This is beautiful with regards to gerushin. He gives her a get. He sends her out. V'kiddushin minalan. How do you know this works in kiddushin as well? Right. Now, all of you, everybody here should remember that. Remember the havaya. We had the gerush v'havaya, just like the yitziah v'havaya. That was that's how we learned it in Gittin. Remember, we learned hekesh between Kittin and Kiddushin. We said, V'yatza, V'etari Shacher, we said there yatsa mi beito vahalcha vahayta shachir. So yatsa and hayta to a new person, right? So the Gemara says vechitaima di alif mi gerushin. You might say, know what? Let's learn a hekesh from gerushin. We just said a second ago. Mm-hmm. Gemara says, no, how can you learn that? Ma'ale gerushin shechen yeshdan ba'al korcha. Maybe we can't learn from one to the other because in Gerushin, you can divorce Baal Korcha. With Kiddushin, we just learned a second ago that you can't do these things Baal Korcha. You have to have some sort of doubt of the woman. Maybe there's no connection between Gerushin and Kiddushin. So the Pasuk says, Amar Kra, Vayatza, Vayata. No, we can. Why? Mekish, Hayvaya, Liyatzia, Ma Yitzia, Mashve Shaliach, Afaya, Vaya, Nami, Mashve Shaliach. Is that word Mashve? Yes. Shave. Mashave. How do you pronounce that in Hebrew? Mashave. Mashave Shaliach. Appoints a Shaliach. Okay, makes him a Shaliach, right. So then so the Gemara said like this. Ve'la haditnan ha'omer l'shaliach tzeiterom. So now we're getting into the question here of Shlichut, right? We're going to start looking at all the different principles of Shlichut. What?
Go ahead.
Oh,
I'm going to say the interesting thing is Shlichut Minal, and they take this twisted understanding of Shlichut, but Shlichut, obviously, there must be a more general principle right. Of why you, when you...
So now, you must always be careful what you ask for, because the whole of the next Amud is going to discuss all of that. Okay, so, right, and it's a complicated Amud. All right, so how much Shlichut, say it true, so now give us like this. Ve'ela hadit nan, so we just bought Shlichut now from the Hekesh, so the Gemara is saying, But if we've got different makorot, we've got vahaditam, we've got a mishnah that says, "Omer shlucho tzei trum with regard to truma. You send your shliach, go do truma for me, right? Torem kedat balabait. And what does he have to do? The shaliach has to do truma kedat balabait. Now, what are we speaking about here? When it comes to truma gedola hasn't got a shiur from the Torah. There's no measure of truma gedola. It's any amount. Not like maaser, you got to take a tenth, right? Truma is truma, whatever you want. So now we've got ayin yafa, and ayin ra'a, and ayin bainit. The chachamim gave a klal, right? A generous person gives 1/40, right? A less generous person, a person who's a maza, gives 1/60, which is a smaller amount, and a bainonit gives 1/50. And what's 1/50? 1/50 is 2%. Right, 2%. So now, when we say a torem kedat balabait, the shaliach has to give truma the way the balabait would have done it. If the balabait's a generous guy, give 1/40. If he's a maza, give 1/60. If he's an average guy, give 1/50. Look at Rashi quickly. Torem kedat balabait. Lefi mashu makir balabait. According to how he knows the balabait. Im enu yafa or enu ra'a. He knows, is the guy a generous guy or isn't he a generous guy? Ayin yafa echad me'arbaim. Ayin ra'a echad me'shishim. Shachuma lo ne'mar bashu, because there's no measurement mfurash el rashit de gancha va'afilu kol shu. Okay, so now we said this sautrum. So now the Gemara goes on. Im enoyo dea da'at bal habayit torem bebenonit echad mi chamishim. That's the cloud. If you know your bal habayit, give according to what you know. If you don't know him, just assume that he's a benonit and give chachamim. Now the shaliach never knew what was going on here, right? He never knew. He made a mistake. Right? He thought that the guy was a generous guy, and he actually wasn't a generous guy. Or he thought that he was a tart guy, but actually he was a generous guy. And he gave the opposite. So, pichet asara, or sif asara, in other words, he went 10 in either direction. Instead of giving 1/40, he gave 1/60. Instead of giving 1/60, he gave 1/40, because he went from the 50, right? From the bain on it, he went 10 in either direction, right? He went in either of the direction. As pichet asara, or sif asara, still trumato truma. Doesn't matter. Minale, how do we know this? That's a good question. We know the klal is that even if he didn't do exactly like the balabai, it's still truma. So we see that the shaliach has got a tremendous amount of authority here because the shaliach can even make a mistake. And he has decided nonetheless for the balabai what the truma should have been. Right? And for Minale, how do we know that? Where's that come from? Where's it come from? We know in the Mishnah, the Gemara is saying now, wait a second, we know that with regards to truma, there's a shaliach. And we know more than that, the shaliach has got proper authority because he can even, at the end of the day, make the wrong decision and still consider the shaliach of the Torah. I mean, how do we know that? So what's the makor for that? We're now trying to dig into all the other places where shlichut exists and see the source of that, just like we did with the Kiddushin. So the Gemara says, maybe you can learn from Gerushin. Maybe the actual source of it all is Gerushin. Mechitay, Gerushin. Why? Kimale Gerushin, Shechen Yeshnan Chol. with Geirushin, we talk about Truma. Truma is a davar shebikdusha, right? And Geirushin is a davar chol. There's no kiddushin. There's nothing kadosh, hekdesh of any type in Geirushin. Maybe when it comes to being a shaliach for davar shebikdusha, it's a separate type of shtichul altogether. So how can we necessarily learn that from Geirushin, which isn't at all? Amar Kra, so the pasuk says Atem. That pasuk over there says, with regard in Bamidbar Yudchet, it says, Ken Tarimu Gam Atem. When you take Truma, you Gam Atem. Also you, Trumat Hashem Mikol Masrotechem, Asher Tikchu Me'Eved Eshel, Unatat Mimenu Et Trumat Hashem La'Aron HaKohen. The Gemara learns from the word Gam Atem. It says Gam. Right? Look at Rashi. Gam Atem. Ken Tarimu Gam Atem. Vahai Gam Yetairuhu. So this Gam is unnecessary. We could just, the pasuk could have just said, Ken Tarimu Atem Trumat Hashem. Why did it say Ken Tarimu Gam Atem? That Gam is telling us the Shaliach. Okay, so that's one thing. What the Gemara here is saying, that Gam is telling us the deed of Shlichut. That Gam is telling us the deed of Shlichut. From the Gam. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Benich Tov Rachmane B'Truma. See, if that's the case, so now we're seeing that we've got V'yatza V'hayata. Veshilach, we've got a makor in Gittin, and we've got a makor now in Truma. Why do we need both the makorot? Why do we have to learn this twice? Venichtov Rachmane b'Truma, venitnu henich venigbaru minei, and we could have learned Gittin from Truma. Why do we have to have two sources for shlichut? So the Gemara said, no, Mishum, the Ikra Mifrach, because we could have been, now remember, we have our concept of Mifrach, we could have wanted to learn a Gzera Shava and said, no, we can't learn the Gzera Shava and prove why. What would have the Pricha to the Gzera Shava have been? Shechen Yeshna B'machshava. When it comes to Truma, Truma has got a unique concept, yeah? Truma, you can do Truma just by thinking. You can think to yourself, what's on the right is going to be Truma. What's on the left is going to be Maaser Rishon. On the southern corner is Maaser Ani. Where when it comes to Geirushin, you can't think, okay, you know what? I think I'm going to divorce my wife, and now she's divorced. It doesn't work that way. You've got to actually send a get. So let's look at Rashi. There, Machshava. Noten einav b'tzadzeh. He puts his eyes on that side. V'ochel b'tzadzeh. And he can eat on the other side. Because in his mind, he's already allocated that to Truma. He has to physically give the Truma, but he can already appoint the Truma, right? Tichtiv v'nechshav. Right? So therefore, we would say that you can't learn from Gittin to Truma. Bahadit Nan. Now we go into another proof. But wait a second, we've got a Mishnah, we've got another source where we learn Truma, right? I mean, we learn Shlichut. Bahadit Nan, we got this Mishnah. Okay, where's that Mishnah? That Mishnah is in Psachim, right? Chabura Sheavad Pischa, a Chabura who had a Korban Pesach that allocated, that's got lost. The Korban, the animals disappeared. And they said to one of these guys, they said, Tzei u'bikesh v'shachut alenu, go find the Korban and do shchita for us. And was they appointing him as the shaliach to the Korban Pesach. V'alachu matzav shachat, and he indeed went, and he found a lamb, and he shechted it. V'hein lakchu v'shachru, but in the meantime, this chabura as well, they found the korban, and they also shechted it. Right? Im shelo nishchat rishon, if his was shechted first, okay, hu ochel mishelo. V'heim ochlim v'shotim imo. Okay, if he's shechted first, so he eats his, right? And they eat and drink with him.
Now,
right? They, so in other words, which is the korban that is used? The korban that is, right, from his korban. In other words, not from their korban. So we see here that the shlichut wasn't only a shlichut if they couldn't find one, but even if they could find one, it was still a proper shlichut. In other words, theirs fell aside. In other words, we see the shaliach's one takes precedence over theirs. So we see a proper din of shlichut in the Korban Pesach. So that should be the perfect source, right? So says the Gemara, like, and where do we know that this exists, the shlichut? V'chi teime, so now we've got to find the makor. How do we know that this is the case? V'chi teime, d'yali v'enach, maybe we can learn this from one of these other two sources which we just brought. Which we brought a source from Gittin and a source from Truma. Right? So the Gemara says, Ma lahenach shechen yesh nan chol etzel kodshim nafkelei. So no, we can't necessarily learn that. Why? Because in those two over there, with regards to Truma and with regards to Gittin, yesh nan chol etzel kodshim. Now it's interesting chol, because we use Truma to say that Truma was Kochim,
right?
So now we're saying that Truma, by compared to Pesach, is Chol. Look at Rashi there. Eitzel Kochim. Afilu Truma Chol hu Eitzlo. When it comes to Korban Pesach, Truma is also considered Chol. It's a lower, lesser level. It's a lesser level, right? That's a Kochim. So therefore, we can't necessarily prove it because those two are speaking about Chol, Gittin, and Kochim, and Truma. Here we need a proof for Shlichut on something which is much higher. Right, Kochim. So Nafkrami Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. We can ask Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. What's Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha all about? Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, Minayin Sheshlucho Shel Adam Kemoto. Right, so where do we know the Makor from? If we don't know it from the Kiddush, from the Gerushin, and from Truma. From Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha says, Minayin Sheshlucho Shel Adam Kemoto, Shenemar Veshachatu Oto Kol Kahal Dat Yishol Ben Arbaim. The Kor, the Korban Tamid. Right? I think we talk about. Are we talking about Korban Tamid?
No.
We still talk about Korban Pesach. But Korban Pesach. Sorry. Okay. Shachuto Kol Kadam Yisrael Ben Abayim. Doesn't matter. We still say Kol Kadam Yisrael. Right. That everybody, the whole of Adat Yisrael, has to shech this Korban during Ben Arbaim. V'chi Kol Akahal Kulan Shochatina. When everybody takes the knife and does the shechita, obviously not. Right. V'alu Ano Shochet Echad. The Gemara says only one person shechts. Right. Ele Mikan Sheshluchos Adam Kemoto. So yeah, we got a perfectly good answer. Are you going to put it on a bit? There.
Might catch one there.
Okay. Is there that that we, there's a perfect proof that Shluchosh Ladam Kemotos. Now we've got basically three sources. We've got a source for Kiddushin, for Gerushin. We've got a source for Truma. And we've got a source for Korma Pesach.
The source for each one of these white
Kiddushin. Bashaliach, right. So is it necessary to have all three sources? That's really what the Gemara is trying to understand, right? So the Gemara is like this. Nichtov Rachman. So we answered up until now that why couldn't we do the other two? Because Pesach was a higher level of Kedusha. So now we've got the highest level. Let's learn all the way down from those, right? Let's learn Korban Pesach. And then Trum is good. And then Safo Kedusha is also good. Gerushin also good. And we saw that Gerushin has got a Hekesh to Kedushin. So we've solved the whole problem. So the Gemara is like this. Exactly like I just said, let's bring for Kodshim, for Pesach, and learn everything else from them. So the Gemara says, Mishum de'ikele mifrach. No, we might be able to mifrach, to be able to object to them, wipe out the Gzereshava. Ma'ale Kodshim, what did we say? Ma'ale Kodshim, shechen rov ma'asehin ale shaliach. When it comes to Kochim, anyhow, Kochim is different. Why? Because most of the Kochim are done al ida shaliach. Who's the shaliach? The Kohen. Normally, Kochim, Korbanot, even though we learned, by the way, that Shechita is mutar ba'azar. Can do Shechita. But nonetheless, as a rule, when it comes to Kochim, all the elements of Kochim, we understand that Kochim, they're shlichim. The Kohanim are shlichim. So therefore, we won't necessarily be able to learn from Kohanim to every person. We can say, why is it they're good with Kochim? Because the shaliach is not 99% of the time doing the work anyhow.
Okay, therefore you should learn.
No, so therefore we say no. So therefore, as a rule, it's a shaliach, it's a kohen. Korban Pesach is an exception, but we can't use that exception to learn everywhere else. That's the Gemara's question. Right? Mala shaliach. So the Gemara says like this. Okay. I understand if you're going to tell me chale michal latya. Rather, we can't use one to the other, one to one. Abateti chademitati. But surely we can use two sources and learn a third one from the second source. Mm-hmm. So what do we? So I don't need three sources. Let's make do with two, and we'll find the two that work nicely for us, and then we can at least learn the third one from the other two. Why do we have to have three sources? So you're telling me now we had to have at least one, right? And that was the Kochim because the Korban Pesach was in a league of its own. And you're telling me that we can't learn all the others from the Korban Pesach because most of the Kochim are done by a shaliach. Okay, so let's find a second one which is outside that rule, and then maybe we can use those two and apply it to the general rule of Shlichut. Why do we still, because we need three sources? That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says like this. V'hataiti. And so which two? What are you going to bring? You're telling me now, okay, let's find two. But so what are you going to do? So this is like this. So the Gemara starts now attempting to prove which ones we're going to bring. Lo nichtov rachmano v'kotchim. If the Torah didn't write kotchim, v'teiti mehenecha, then let's bring from Gittin and Truma. That wouldn't work. Why? Ma'ale hena shechen yeshtan chol. It's the kotchim. It wouldn't work because we've already learned that. We needed, because there's chol in Gittin and chol in Truma, and we need something to the, okay, so now it's another attempt. Lord Yichtam Rachmana be Geirushin. So don't write Geirushin, but Taita Mihenech. And let's learn it from Truma and Korban Pesach. Right? That would be, seems like a good one. Because it says, Ma Lehenech, Shekain Yesh to Machshava. No, why does it be that difficult? Why? Because with Truma, we saw that Truma's got Machshava. So we would say, Korban Pesach, we can't learn because most of the Kodshim are done by Shlichim. Truma doesn't help us with Gittim because it's got Machshava. Okay? And a law lichtov, now the Gemara says that. Agreed. Let's leave out what? Law lichtov, Rachmana be Truma. Let's leave out Truma. The middle one, right? Vetaite mehenach, and bring from these two, bring from kochim and from gittin, from gerushin. The Gemara says achinami, very good. The Gemara accepts that. Says, you know what, it could work. And achinami, and it could work. Could be a good, good proof. Ve'ela, but if that's the case, so now what we've just said, we don't need a makor for truma. So we only need a call for Truma. Gam Atem, what's the Gam doing there? Right, so Ela Atem, Gam Atem Lamali. What do we need that Gam for? You told me now we only could learn it on its own. So we, if we could learn it on its own, what's the Pasuk there for? Right? So Gemara says, no, we buy it. We do need it. Why? Licht Rabbi Yanai. For Rabbi Yanai. Why? Because Rabbi Yanai has got something. What does Rabbi Yanai say? Rabbi Yanai, Gam Atem. What does that mean? Ma Atem B'nai Brit. That's coming to tell us that a shaliach has to be Jewish. That's the chiddush of Rav Yanai. Gam atem, just like you, so too your shaliach. So beautiful. We don't learn shlichut from there. We learn an extra loch of Rav Yanai.
He has to be Jewish for what?
For these, whatever these. When,
all of these.
When you're appointing a shliach. You're appointing a shliach.
Shliach like
look at Rashi quickly. Lichter Rabbi Anai, Lachi Ketav Gam, Shaliach, Mishum de Bai Likushe, Le Meshalcho, Le Meimar, De Beoved Kochavim Pasu. Okay? So it seems anytime you're doing a mitzvah over here, any shlichut, the Shay mitzvah, we're only talking about a shaliach, you've got to pay your bank account.
Is it for Truma?
I think it's not for Truma. I think any mitzvah. Anytime you're using a mitzvah, you're doing a mitzvah, you want your shaliach to have to be like you. Why? It makes sense. Because you want somebody who is shayach to mitzvot. When we saw that, if you remember, and I know I've already seen this the rest of the Gemara, but if you remember, we saw that in Gittin, the idea of an Eved being a shaliach, because we said he's not shayach in the dinim of Gittin, the Eved Knani, because he wasn't Jewish. Okay, that's the Gemara over here, right? And the Gemara said, well, wait a second, well, that's still not so straightforward. Rahalam alikra. Why do we need it? I understand what you're telling me, but why do we need a pasuk for that? Right? We try to understand what that Gam Atem is there for. So you tell me it's because of Rav Yanai. Beautiful. And what's Rav Yanai's chiddush? That the shaliach has to be a B'nai Brit.
Can a woman be a...
One second. Let's just finish this one second. It has to be a B'nai Brit. But why do we need a pasuk? Because we've got Mid Rabbi Chia Bar Abba and Rabbi Yochanan Afka. We could have learned that from what Rabbi Chia Bar Abba said. And Rabbi Yochanan, what did he say? He already said there that the Eved can't be the one to be used to go and be a shaliach to get the get. Why? Not because he's an Eved, but because he's not shaykh to dinim of Gittin and Kiddushin.
Just like a goy.
He's a goy. Eved Knani, until he goes free, he's a goy. So therefore, we already know that an Eved can't be used because it's a goy. So what do we need a pasuk for? Right? Sorry, Robert. The question was: Eved Knani until he's a goy who's chayev in mitzvahs she'azman lo grama, and he only becomes a Jew when he's meshuchrar. He's not Jewish yet. He's a goy who's chayev in mitzvahs.
The same as a woman.
We explained it. A woman's a Jew who's chayv in mitzvahs. he's chayv in the same mitzvahs as a woman, but he's not Jewish. To the best of my knowledge, when we learned Gittin, we saw that when did he become a Jew, or when did she become a Jew, the woman? Only when they became free. Now, I agree, they're in this halfway house, but they're not fully fledged Jews. I mean, we had that whole chakira about an Eved, if he was sold to a goy, he went free. But he still had to have a shtar shichrur. And we said because there are two elements. There was the gufo kanui, right? And then there was the gairut, the gairut.
They get a bris. The,
he has a bris when he becomes a gair.
Right.
The shame gairut.
When he becomes eved.
When he becomes the eved, he has the brit, the shame avdut. And he has chayv in all the mitzvahs of mitzvah shesh asman grama. And he only becomes a Jew when he goes into when he becomes a shichur. So we already learned that from Rabbi Yochanan. So what are you in the pasuk for? So the Gemara said, no. It's shich. That's exactly why we need it. Why? Why do they have the pasuk? Salkedata chamina. What would we have thought? Eved delav bar hetera hu klal. And we would have thought what? That we wouldn't have been able to apply that principle of eved. When Rabbi Yochanan talks about an eved, we couldn't use that as the binyan av, as the archetypical principle to learn the limitation on shlichut. Why? Because we would have said that an eved is lav bar hetera klal, that he's got no, he's not a free person in any sense of the word. Aval oved kochavim hoyel ve'etei betrumah denafshei, but a oved kochavim. It's interesting because Oved Kochavim, who's got a fully fledged free Oved Kochavim, there are two aspects. I don't want to go into too much detail in them, but there are two elements here. The one is first that if he gives Truma and Maser of his own, it's proper Truma and Maser. It becomes Hek Kadosh like all the other Truma and Maser. Zar can't have it, and only a Kohen can have it. A Goy can give proper Truma and Maser. No, you're saying Lamrot Shu Chayav. That's what I want to say. No, I'm going to say, but there's an opinion that a land of Eretz Yisrael, a goy might be chayev.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm.
Because when you sell the land to a goy, you aren't really able to sell land in Eretz Yisrael to a goy. So therefore, that sale didn't extract from it the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the truma and maaseh might actually be chayev. Now, there's a whole question of at what stage is it the goy has to do the carry, or it's only if he did it, or if he didn't do it, etc. All those things. But it's not pashut.
Ovei kochavim necessarily means a goy. It could be a Jew.
A chas v'shalom. I think we're speaking about it. When the Gemara says ovei kochavim, I think we're speaking about a goy. I think it's about a goy.
According to this, the original is a goy, or nochli.
No, we're talking about a goy. We're talking about a goy. Yeah. He's saying that the Steinsaltz is telling us that the ovei kochavim is a sensor. And the real word is a nochri.
Uh-huh.
But it's censored throughout Oved Kochavim. Okay. But I think, definitely, Oved Kochavim is a goy. Okay? So therefore, an Oved Kochavim, hove itay betrumah v'nafshei, chinan ha-Oved Kochavim v'akuti, shetarmu trumatan truma. Right? Eima shaliach nami avid. We might have thought dafka a goy could be a shaliach for truma. And we couldn't learn it from Rabbi Yochanan's klal of an eved, because an eved can't do anything, he's an eved. But a goy who can give truma, he'll be able to do kamash balan. Therefore, we have to have the pasuk of gam atem to learn shlichut from there. So, somehow we've seen a good, we've now learned that we can actually learn the source of shlichut from gittin and from Pesach, and not from truma. And truma we can pick up from gam atem. Why we need gam atem? We don't need gam atem. No. What's gam atem to us? The shliach has to be a bnei brit. And why can't we use Rabbi Yochanan of the eved? Because an eved dafke hasn't got any freedom, and a goy can bring truma. Therefore, we have to have gam atem to us dafke. A goy can't be a shliach, even though he can do truma. Okay. Ul Rabbi Shimon. So now we've got ya. Ul Rabbi Shimon. And now Rabbi Shimon, what do we use gam atem for Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon says the patar, that a goy is patar from truma. There's no chiyuv in truma. You see, Mati, yesh dayashu chaya b'truma. Right? And Rabbi Shimon definitely says he's patur, he's not shy to this whole din of truma. What do we need? And we could never have learnt that the goy, because he's chay b'truma, and therefore he could be a shaliach. Mm-hmm. What do we need that pasuk for? Ditnan trumat ovet kochavim medama'at v'chavin alei chomesh. There the Mishnah says that trumat ovet kochavim im medama'at. Look at Rashi, medama'at, explain medama'at, im nafla lechulin osarta. Right? In other words, if it fell into chulin, it's us. In other words, we need to take truma from an Oved Kochavim. But we've seen that same Mishnah for Rabbi Shimon Porter. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's patur. So Rabbi Shimon says, there's no truma at the goy. What does he use gam atem for? Because he couldn't have had the Havamina that maybe a goy who's chayv in truma could become a shaliach. And that's what gam atem came to take out. What do we need gam atem for in his case? Atem gam atem lamali. It's trich. We need a why. Salkedat hachamina. Hoyu v'amar mar, right, in that writing the Tanakhama said, what atem v'lo arisin, atem v'lo shtafin, what do we learn atem for? Atem tells us, who's chayiv in truma? You chayiv in truma and not your aris. Remember, aris is your sharecropper, right? Atem v'lo shtafin, you and not your partners. Atem v'lo apotropos, and you and not any of your custodians. Atem v'lo hatorei met she'enu shelo, you are not the guy who gives truma, it's not his. Eima, atem v'lo shluchachem nami, maybe we can say you are not your shaliach. Kabashmula, no. Gamatem, that your shaliach can give it. Right? So there we've got a beautiful answer to Rabbi Shimon as well. So it says as follows. Ha necha. So now go back quickly. If you remember, look in the Tosfot on the right. It says Ma'le Gerushin Shekain. Can you see that Tosfot there? Ma'le Gerushin Shekain.
Yeah.
Next to that in the Gemara, it says there. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karchem, minayin sheshluchos ladam kamoto. Right? So it goes like this. Ha nich Rabbi Yeshua ben Karchem. Right, who says what? That sheshluchos ladam kamoto. Ele le Rabbi Yonatan, the mafik leila ha cry, the darsha achina minalan. You know what? Let's stop over here. Carry on tomorrow. Okay, shkach.